back to Matt Finn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. So how angry are the Republicans really about the fact that Biden got Manchin to support soft infrastructure and to address climate change in a very real way by 2030, getting rid of carbon emissions down 40%? Well, not only did they torpedo the vets' medical bill, so vets that get COPD and lung cancer, that's not going to be considered some kind of an injury that they can get compensated for. These guys are going to die. If you have lung cancer, you're probably going to die. And if you have COPD, you could die at any time. I mean, the lung, you can get a lung transplant. That's a very big deal. But lungs are very sort of filmy and thin. I mean, you can't just go repair a lung. You can't do a skin graft on a lung. And Susan Collins, I'm real tired of Susan Collins. I got to tell you. Susan Collins said that, what, Kavanaugh lied to her? Come on, lady. Come on. You're a U.S. senator. You bring the guy in, and you say, are you going to overturn Roe v. Wade? And he doesn't say no. He says it's precedent. What, are you going to buy securities from this guy? You going to buy a used car from this guy? And then you press, no, no, really. He goes, and it's double precedent because it was reaffirmed in the Casey case in Pennsylvania. Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, look, lady. Even if he says he will not overturn it, he could be lying. He got away with just telling you it was precedent. That has been frequently overturned. It's double precedent. That's been overturned. How do you think Brown versus Board of Education overturned Plessy v. Ferguson? 1954 case against a case from the 1890s, that's separate but equal. And she goes, okay. Well, now, you know where she goes? She goes, oh, well, because Biden did something illegal, what? He talked to Manchin, who's elected by people of West Virginia, and I think what happened was they were calling him up, why aren't you getting the drug prices down? One of the things that this bill will do, we'll let the government negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies to get bulk rates for medicine. The federal government is the biggest purchaser of medicine in the world. In the world. And this would enable them to get down the rates. Everybody else does it, insurance companies, company. And so he goes that way. Then Collins goes, and we probably are going to vote against legalizing same-sex marriage. Wait a minute. It already is legal. Yeah, but the reason why there's a bill in is because if Clarence Thomas has his way, it'll be made illegal on the removal of the privacy grounds of Roe v. Wade, and so therefore the Congress should step in. And Susan Collins will stick a knife in that. It'll be the same thing like with treating guys with COPD who are veterans. All for revenge. By the way, Ron Johnson voted against that bill, the COPD bill. Ron Johnson, you've heard of him? He's running for the Senate. He voted against medical benefits for people that were going to get lung cancer and COPD or COPD or both because they're veterans and they were exposed to toxicity. This is a sad, revenge-oriented caucus. Now, I want to bring your attention to maybe in the long run, and I've said this persistently, is going to be the most important issue that we have been talking about. And that is the effort of the U.S. Supreme Court with an illegitimate majority. Remember, Amy Coney Barrett was illegitimately rammed through during lame duck by a president who lost the election, voted on by senators who weren't going to be in the Senate after January. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, who's a Democrat, a very good guy, but he's term limited. Josh Shapiro is running for governor, and he's running against this guy Mastriano, who's QAnon, Trump QAnon. Hope Shapiro wins. But in any event, Tom Wolf is going to court to stop the Pennsylvania legislature, which is an illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislature like ours, with a guy like Voss and that kind of thing, from bundling together abortion amendments, voting bills to repress voting. And one of them would say that the lieutenant governor from now on will be appointed by the governor, just like the secretary of state in Pennsylvania. It's not true in Wisconsin. We still vote for both. Republicans here are going to be putting in a resolution that can't be vetoed to make them all appointed to positions here in this state, treasurer, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction. But they've already put it in a bill in Pennsylvania, certain kinds of election audits, and this is all supposed to go into a bill that can't be vetoed by the governor under Pennsylvania law. So governor's going to the Supreme Court, which still is somewhat independent, may lean Democratic, you know, it's not like ours, it's 4-3 Republican, to say that it's unconstitutional under the Pennsylvania Constitution to bundle abortion, voting rights, changes in the selection of lieutenant governor with an existing budget bill that is already in the hopper, and that for some reason he can't veto. It is illegitimate to mingle these issues if they're going to deprive him of a veto. That's roughly his argument, roughly his argument. He better win. I hope he wins. Or in Pennsylvania, you're not going to be able to vote for your Secretary of State who certifies elections. He'll be QAnon. Mastriano gets in. Or the lieutenant governor, who becomes your governor if the governor dies and you don't get to vote for him in Pennsylvania. And they will be able under this thing to do partisan election audits and cancel registrations without a veto from the governor. But the dangerous thing about this is the North Carolina case that the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing probably in October. The issue is going to be, even in states, can state Supreme Courts or governors do anything with regard to elections if the legislature decides to do something? Can they veto it? Can they overturn it even on state constitution grounds? And they are seizing on an obscure statement in our Constitution, the federal Constitution, that says certain election things are up to the legislatures. But then it says, unless Congress decrees otherwise. But you have Moscow Mitch filibustering. You see what's going on? Why should a illegitimate U.S. Supreme Court with a lame duck addition, Coney Barrett, who's on the majority end of 5-4 decisions, like overturning Roe v. Wade, appointed by Trump, who had been defeated, voted on by senators, some of whom were not going to be serving anymore after January, upend the Constitution of the United States that goes back to the 18th century and was written and argued for by people like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton. These are the luminaries in our history. And an illegitimate Supreme Court 5-4 is going to overturn that, and they're going to say the legislatures, and they're doing it because right now the legislatures are gerrymandered Republican, most of them. They would not do this if they were gerrymandered Democratic. They can do whatever they want, and we're going to stick our nose in and bully the states and say, your governor can't interfere. Well, who the hell is the U.S. Supreme Court to say, under a state constitution, whether the governor has a veto power? That's a state issue. And they're saying your Supreme Courts, like the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, can't overturn it on state constitutional grounds because federal trumps state and the federal constitution intervenes, so we're telling you to shut up. This is going to be 5-4 by an illegitimate Supreme Court. When they prevented Obama from appointing someone for more than a year. And they said in 2016, if Hillary Clinton were, Richard, his name is Burr from North Carolina, said that, and he was not alone, Hillary Clinton got elected, they would not permit any of her nominees for Supreme Court to even get a vote. So they wait selectively till they get the president. They override the filibuster for that. Put in somebody in lame duck, and they're going to come in and say that what? The states can't even control their own elections, and the federal government can't control their elections because the Constitution, in their view, when they're wrong, says that the state is some, the state legislature is like a constitutional entity. It's sort of like Superman, can't be screwed around with, even if it's crooked, even if it's gerrymandered, even if it's corrupt. In some cases, some of these people, like this Mastriano, who would be governor, is QAnon. This can't be permitted to stand. This is an illegitimate U.S. Supreme Court. But keep a very sharp eye on what happens. I think the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will go along with Governor Wolf and say this is illegitimate. That will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. They'll bundle it along with the North Carolina case. And if they come out and say that the states can't, the state Supreme Courts under their constitution, and not only the state Supreme Courts, but the governor with his veto can't do anything because the gerrymandered Republicans can run it. We have a constitutional crisis in this country. That's an illegitimate Supreme Court. They've got to be removed. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Any special deed, bright and early next morning.